Hi, welcome. Thank you for joining me here for another edition of How To Tips to Live Lean. Lean is an acronym that stands for L is lifestyle, it's how we live. E stands for exercise, it's how we move. A is for attitude, it's how we think. And the N is for nutrition, it's how we eat. And these are going to be the subject topics that will be discussed by myself, Shelley Gail Hushka, and I am a Dr. Sears Wellness Institute Lean Master Certified Health and Wellness Coach. And I'm going to help educate you with how-to tips that you can do to live lean. The background noise that you hear, the barks, the snorts and such, is from my little girl dog, Pug Fauna. She hangs out with me wherever I am. Today, I'm sharing with you more tips, tricks, and strategies you can learn to use to fulfill and enrich your days so that you are living your best life version of yourself going forward. The information provided is for informational purposes only, so you can make an informed decision of your own health and lifestyle choices and decisions. The information provided here is in no way meant to help treat, prescribe, or diagnose any person. Today's episode continues on exploring a plant-based eating journey. Over the next episodes, we're going to take a more deeper dive into plant-based eating and call the series the Vegan Diet Series, a complete guide to a cruelty-free diet. You're going to learn what you can expect when you adopt a vegan lifestyle diet. And today, we're going to talk about identifying your values and sticking to them. Veganism is very much about finding your morals and sticking to them. Sometimes we don't know what we are passionate about until we see something that we realize we do not want any part of. Veganism often hits us hard as a way not to participate in the deliberate slaughter and sometimes torture of innocent animals. Or maybe it's about holding corporations accountable for their practices and creating more rigorous guidelines for them to follow. Perhaps going vegan is not just about the animals for you, but it's for the environment as well. Maybe understanding how factory farms can pollute the water supplies and create extreme deposits of methane gas that can wreak havoc on the ozone layer is as much of a motivation as preventing the needless suffering of animals to serve a purpose that isn't entirely necessary in today's day and age. Back when, surviving was difficult, humans as species utilized animals in many ways to ensure their survival. Things are not that cutthroat anymore. We may have options now that once didn't exist. And a better way of understanding is of how the way nutrition works. So if we don't want to eat meat for whatever reason we choose, we don't have to actually eat meat. While it is, of course, important to look after your health and make sure you are getting the essential vitamins and minerals to ensure that your body is functioning to the best of its ability, the same is true of anyone. People eating a meat-based diet have to watch their health as well. It's easy to get high cholesterol, other issues that can cause heart attacks, which are the leading cause of death in the United States alone. To make going vegan the most valuable for you and ensure the likelihood that you're going to be able to stick with it, you need to sit down and really think hard about what it is that you stand for. If someone looked at you and asked you what you believe in this world and what you are doing to back up those beliefs, What would you tell them? Are you on the road toward being the person you want to be? Are you doing things that make you proud? Do your choices reflect your values? Is it one thing to agree with something morally? It's quite another to see the implications of your choices and avoid a life of hypocrisy. Let's take, for example, if you agree that a sweatshop conditions are horrible, but still wearing the clothing that is produced in those same sweatshops, it is clearly not enough of a value to you that you are willing to sacrifice your comfort and convenience for products that are affordable from these sweatshops. So, on the other hand, if you know sweatshop labor conditions exist, you do your research into brands that do not support it so you can wear clothes comfortably, knowing that you are not making it possible for sweatshops to continue operating, at least not with your money, then this is clearly a value you care about and you're going to go the distance in practicing your values. Money talks. Watching documentaries is a really good way to get informed about the way the world works and business practices that make products easily acceptable, but that cut corners and often hurt people and animals and the environment in the process. You can learn a lot about the way things are run and how you can make a difference by speaking out about it and by boycotting the businesses that you know are guilty of things that you do not agree with. Every little bit can make a difference in finding fair trade goods and living a healthy ethical lifestyle really is possible. And once you know what it is that you stand for, then you will start to learn more about what it is that you are against. If you're willing to sacrifice conveniences and other things that are comfortable to you in order for your life to stand by your ethics in every possible way, that strength of character will be something you will always have to fall back on. It feels good knowing the choices that you're making are not indirectly causing harm to others or the world around us, and it makes it that much more likely that the choices you make will have a lasting impact on you and your community as a whole. So sit down, get out a sheet of paper and a pencil, and work out in identifying your personal values. Once you have that done, you can watch documentaries or look online for ways that you can begin really applying those values to your life. And I want to thank you for taking time to join me here today. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you. If you are loving listening to this podcast, make sure you subscribe to it so you don't miss an episode. Would you like the show notes and the links mentioned in this podcast? Text me at Hushka Kochin, 503-753-3394, or email mastercoachshelly@hushkacoaching.net. Or, you know, make sure you send me a text, 503-753-3394, and leave me, you know, some comments, ask me a question. Remember, it's your message that could end up on a future episode of this podcast. Till next time, take care, God bless, stay safe.